You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. A great question around MAF today. We talk about the MAF programs and MAF training quite a bit here on the podcast. And we're joined today by Shona Hendricks. Shona, question from Carol. Carol's following a MAF running program, would like to do some road cycling as well. A typical ride for me is about 20 miles. When doing that, should I stay within the MAF guidelines? If you're on a MAF running plan and you're going out and smashing some hard cycles, is it going to be counterproductive to the MAF training?
Yeah, yes, it is. And if we really want to be following the MAF principles, we want to ensure that we're doing all our training to that, to MAF principles for the most part, but essentially low intensity for the most part. So, you know, on the bike, your MAF score, your 180 minus your age, isn't going to be as exact as with running, because your heart rate response is a little bit lower when we're cycling. We're looking at around 10, maybe 10 to 15 beats. And so that MAF score might not correlate exactly how we would want it. But so in saying that, yes, you can add cycling for sure as cross training. That's excellent. But try and keep those rides done very easy and as far to MAF principles as possible. And because your heart rate response is lower during cycling than running, you probably would be sticking within that range anyways. But just ensure that you are, I guess, honest with yourself enough to sort of say, okay, I am taking this ride easy. Because if you are adding in sessions where you are working at a high intensity, it is going to be a bit counterproductive to what we're trying to gain. And we know that the MAF process takes a certain amount of time for physiological change to take place. And that's normally somewhere between 4 to 8 weeks, depending on the person and the age. And so we want to ensure that we're doing the best that we can to help that process along.
Okay, so here's an interesting following question. Carol's doing a 5-day, 500-mile race later on this year. If she is disciplined and rides those rides along with the MAF principles, is that going to help her cycling, as the MAF does with like the building their aerobic base for running?
Yes, it is, because the principles will still apply. I mean, we had a comment in the live Q&A the other day of someone saying that their swimming is, they've just been doing MAF running. That's they haven't cool. swum for months because of lockdown, and got in the pool and felt like they were swimming so easy. Granted, they were taking it easy because it was the first session, but they felt like they'd been in the pool the whole time. And so the MAF principle, what it's doing, what we have to understand is that we're talking about an output. Okay. So we often think that I have to run something so hard because that's the input. I have to run at this pace or this heart rate. And the body doesn't see it like that. The body understands what's going on the inside. And so the heart rate response is whatever you're putting in. It's the input that is coming out. Essentially, that sounds like a bit of a riddle that I've given there. But we need to stop thinking about this as the input, but what is happening on the inside of your body and what your heart rate is doing. And so your body doesn't necessarily understand whether you are cycling or swimming or running. I mean, obviously it does because it's using different muscles, but the exercise physiology behind that still rings true. And so if you're building that aerobic system, it is going to be able to translate across your disciplines or things that you're doing aerobically. So whether you're cycling, swimming, or running, it is going to have an impact on that.
Pretty cool. Shona, as always, thanks for your time today. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.